Just a couple of general questions I was thinking about as we were talking here today, and then we'll finish out with your other cases. But I was just thinking, when you were talking about that subset of patients with pancreatic cancer who, you know, go downhill so quickly, I was thinking about some of the research, particularly I've seen it in lung cancer, but I think other cancers too, on the issue of early palliative care. So the idea of having people start to get followed by palliative care specialists, even if, you know, they're doing well, but bringing in the palliative care person early. Any thoughts about that? And is that something you do at your center?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very important to involve palliative care early on. As you mentioned, there is a lung cancer study which randomized patients to early versus just supportive care, and patients who got early palliative care actually live longer. I think oncologists are very busy. We tend not to have much more time to focus on very detailed supportive care and symptom management. And pancreatic cancer patients, in contrast to other tumor types, have a lot of symptoms which are difficult to manage. Weight loss, early satiety, nausea. And pain is not easily controlled just with narcotics. You may need a nerve block, a celiac plexus block, adjunct medications. So we involve palliative care for almost all patients. There is sometimes the patient who's totally asymptomatic, they would probably benefit, but you know, constraints on capacity, those patients, palliative care may not be necessary. But I would say for 80% of not only metastatic, even locally advanced patients, any pancreatic cancer patients would benefit from early palliative care.
You mentioned the weight loss, and I'm curious, any sort of clinical pearls you have or clinical experiences you have with weight loss or any of the other palliative issues with pancreatic cancer you want to pass along?
I think weight loss is very common. Patients present with anywhere from 30 to 60 pound weight loss at time of diagnosis. There are things which can be improved. It's still undertreated. Pancreatic insufficiency is undertreated with enzymes. Patients may not have the typical stools floating, the commode, abdominal cramping after eating. They may not have the typical signs, but a lot have pancreatic insufficiency. So involving a dietitian, early pancreatic enzymes are very helpful. We may not be able to reverse the total weight loss, but you can at least stabilize and improve quality of life.
Could I just ask you, that's an interesting thought. Do you like do fecal fats or how do you?
I don't. It's mostly clinical signs and symptoms. We do increasingly involve our gastroenterology colleagues where they do more formal testing. I think that's important, but as oncologists, we are really have not concentrated on this part. I think it's a very important part, and involving a gastroenterologist early would be helpful because a lot of times we just treat on an empiric basis.
That's a really interesting thought. Any other sort of palliative pearls?
Yeah, I think for the weight loss, patients can have bacterial overgrowth where stasis, gastroparesis, gastric outlet obstruction should not be forgotten. It's very common with a tumor in the head of the pancreas, and we attribute this to nausea induced by chemotherapy, but they actually have a gastric outlet obstruction.
Wow, interesting.
Where you can put in a stent, and these days surgeons can do a laparoscopic gastrojejunostomy just 2 days in the hospital, and patients feel much improved. So palliative surgery, even in the metastatic disease setting, should be considered. That's why you really need to have a good multidisciplinary aggressive team.
Any pharmacologic support? Do corticosteroids help in your experience?
Yes. Corticosteroids help. Reglan or prochlorperazine, I think that's the generic. Simple pharmacologic measures can help. Just doing some small things can have a big effect on the patient.
You know, I was just reading a study out of the University of Washington where Washington has legalized marijuana, and Florida, where we are, it just became legalized. And they found a lot of interest in their patients in that. And actually, I think overall, like globally, 25% of the patients were using it. Is that of any value to patients? Have you had any experience with that?
Yes. State of Arizona, medical marijuana is legalized. So our patients are increasingly making use of that. There are some patients who certainly benefit. It is a little bit concerning that we really don't have good studies or good follow-up. I think that's critically needed. A lot of academic centers do not get involved in this, prescribing medical marijuana. It's sent to a medical marijuana clinic, so really don't know what patients are getting and how they respond to this. So I think having formal studies is helpful, because some patients do benefit, not everyone, but it seems like the younger patients benefit more than older patients who are also on multiple other medications with causing maybe drug-drug interaction.